You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the working class homeless, for single men and single women. We are offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call the Workforce Discipleship Office at 772-207-6925. Again, 772-207-6925. Our staff is waiting to assist you or someone you know.
Welcome to Kingdom Recovery. This is a live, spirit-filled program where no matter what chains a person to a prison of hopelessness, such as alcohol, drugs, sex, or even feelings, God can and will break those chains. Kingdom Recovery is a cutting-edge program where we discuss God's Word through focused teachings, open discussion, and life-changing testimonies. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Kingdom Recovery. I'm Luann Lineken, and I'm with...
James Wrench.
Sorry. He wants to say his name. It's good. Coming from him, directly from James. So we were, this is Kingdom Recovery, and we're on WCNO 89.9 every Friday at 5 o'clock. And we're so happy that you are joining us. We are a program that talks about kingdom mentality and how the Word of God is the foundation of 12-step programs, therapy, life, really everything we do, if you allow the Word to be your foundation, then you can live a free life, freedom from bondage of self, which is probably the biggest problem I had. You know, where pride,
that's
self-centeredness.
The whole, yeah. Everybody's biggest problem.
Amen, amen, amen.
It's the world's biggest problem.
It's the world's biggest problem. Freedom from the world, right? From the world's 90%
of the
mess.
Freedom from self.
From self, yes, exactly. And that's the biggest
Even
gift
the
I got.
The gospel is promoted a lot as a self-serve gospel, which it's not.
No. Amen, amen. Because he's trying to draw us into himself, out of ourselves, into himself.
Guide himself.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Take up your cross, follow him.
Amen. So we've been talking about the gifts of the Spirit because we're on step 12. And for those who aren't familiar with 12-step, I guess, programs and their addiction or to me, I don't even say addiction. I say old mindset, sinful thoughts, behaviors, words, the old man identity, you know, that's what we're really talking about. When we talk about 12-step programs, anybody can, all you have to do is replace, you know, I'm powerless over blank and my life becomes unmanageable. As soon as I try to use my own strength or I deny that I even have a problem or difficulty or maybe struggling in an area, then I'm going to stay bound in that area. So what 12-step program, it's like cognitive behavior therapy. It's like learning on the Word, if you replace the Word with everything in those steps, and if you align it up with the Scripture, each step God has given me in my heart, like a curriculum, basically, with His Word being the foundation of the 12 steps. So, and I share it with people, and that's where Kingdom Recovery started to come in, and then Coffee with Christ, because COVID happened and we couldn't meet at my house, so we started a Zoom meeting in the mornings every day, and that went on for a few years, which was really exciting. And Kingdom Recovery continued on Thursdays at my house, and it started to grow, and people, and then we had this opportunity to come on the radio, which was definitely a blessing and a miracle, because it's not something I was seeking. It was what God assigned me to do. And It was amazing. Yeah, it's amazing that we're on here now for a couple of years, which is really exciting too.
Praise God.
So if you want to reach out to me, my number is 631-745-7980. You can always call me if you have any questions, if you want to know the Zoom information, if you want to share a testimony on the things that we've been teaching on Kingdom Recovery as it relates to the Word of God and our life, lifestyle, right? Sanctification, when I was talking about daily being sanctified, it's the changing of the mind so that we can be transformed, because sometimes we want to look back and rely on that old way instead of the new man identity, the born again man, and that way of living, the following Christ. So, and this helps just even discussing it and relating it to everyday life. How do we work out and walk out the Word of God in our lives, you know? So we were talking about, we are still talking about the gifts of the Spirit, the nine gifts of the Spirit, because in step 12, we're supposed to carry this message to other people of deliverance, freedom, the good news. Jesus Christ did it all for us. Amen. You know, and here we are. So, but it says, having had a spiritual awakening, meaning that born again experience, the new man identity, not just spiritual experiences, because even before I was born again, because the Holy Spirit's around us all the time. He may not be dwelling in us before we're born again. He's not. But he's always been around in my life. And I can see today where God points it out when he brings me into a memory, or he wants to show me something from where he was in the day when I was self-will run riot, which we were just talking about. Because I am truly a miracle, because I grew up in very dark places, you know. By choice, you know, it was my choice to leave home, live, you know, like really the way I wanted to, because mm-hmm. I didn't want rules. So I was an Adamite. I was rebellious. So I lived, and I thought I had freedom, but I was so bound. You know, we think we relate freedom to rules and regulations, and it had nothing to do with that. I was so bound in my emotions and thoughts. It was my thoughts, and it's just a horrible way to live, right? In that dark place, always in the darkness. No matter how great the day was, there was still a looming darkness. But today, thank you, Jesus, for paying the price for that rebellion. And I love you for that. Thank you, Jesus. So if anybody's struggling today, Jesus already did it. All you have to do is receive what he already did and start believe. Receive and live, right? So a little recap, because we've already talked about, we did the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, prophecy, and now we're doing the discerning of the spirits. Okay, so as a recap, we talked about the revelation gifts, which are knowledge, the word of the gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom. The gift of the word of knowledge. That's right. And the gift of the
word of wisdom.
And now the interpretation, the discerning of the spirits. So
we talked about prophecy.
And we talked about prophecy, which is it's like the umbrella of really, because when you're in these gifts, especially with prophecy, these gifts are some of them go hand in hand with prophecy. So mm-hmm. It's important that we understand them more clear, so that when we are being, asked to or called by God to walk in the gift, we know and we can understand what he's asking us to do.
Or if you're sitting under the gift, because you need to understand the difference between word of knowledge and prophecy.
Amen.
Because word of knowledge is something factual. There's no way the man could have known. He may tell you your birthday, your social security number, your address, and on and on. And he may have the gift of prophecy, and many times people with the gift of prophecy will move in words of knowledge, and they'll tell you these things, and it gives you faith in the prophecy. But sometimes people aren't. They just have that strong gift of word of knowledge, and I listen, because when someone clicks one to the other, if I don't know them, I really judge the prophecy, because it may or may not be God. Just because they hit all the words of knowledge right with past things doesn't mean they have predictive prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Two different gifts.
Amen. So. And so is discernment. Discernment, yes, and totally discerning of the spirits is two different things too. You know, like we could be discerning in by having the word of God's word in us and knowing right from wrong, making better decisions in our life relating to the word. But the gift of discerning of the spirits is knowing the difference between spirits, like what you're saying, prophecy. Is it from God or is it from some other place? You know, another yes. spiritual realm, whether it's demonic or even from just the
from
man.
Any of the three.
Amen. Right. So the word.
Let me just say real quick,
ahead,
the prophecy,
James.
That's why mm-hmm. I think it's 2 Corinthians 14:29, I believe, where he said, let one prophesy and two or three judge,
yes.
which the church today is, there's so much rejection of the prophecy, they don't want nobody judging. What do you mean? You know, but what they're judging, you're not sitting back as a prophecy. You don't judge by if it came true, because the lady following the disciples, oh, these men are from the Most High God and
yeah,
have the way of salvation.
They're
saying something true.
Yeah.
So,
but it wasn't
it's not
from...
about whether it's true or false, because like the guy that prophesied 1 Kings about Josiah was going to become king, someone named Josiah, it didn't happen for 380 years. So if you were mm-hmm. alive back then, you'd say he missed it. But it's discerning the spirit that is coming from. Is it coming from the Spirit of God? Because the enemy can prophesy correctly.
That's right.
You know? So that's why the two would judge, is they would judge through the gift of discerning the spirits.
Well, Jesus
is this
had
the Spirit
it with
of God?
Satan when Satan was tempting him, and he knew that he was discerning the Spirit, you know, he knew the Word of God. It's not,
yeah.
God didn't send you to do with it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we're going to talk about that, because that's the spirit, and it's true that it doesn't have to be the enemy comes, he can come as the angel of light to kill, steal, and destroy, and be very, very close to the word. He knows the word, so he can use the word to manipulate us.
And we're in an era, and everyone listening is welcome to judge me right now. We're in an area where God is turning things up. The gifts are going to be coming more.
Amen.
They're already starting and moving more, because we're on the way to revival. I don't know how far away that is, but the gifts this year, people are going to be moving up more in the gifts. And when the gifts move up on our side, they move up on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need to discern they're going to be hitting a lot more accurate things than people that are into demonic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to become more prevalent too. That's why we need discernment.
And God says to desire the gifts, so it's okay to pray for them. Yes, and we should desire all the gifts of God, because it's Him.
And He even said, especially the gift of prophecy.
Especially, yeah. So in the recap, I want to just say that the Word of Wisdom gives us the revelation of the mind of and purpose of God, right? So it's like a future more based on what God's telling us about something that's,
How
to handle a situation. Thank you. And the word of knowledge gives revelation on how things are or have been in the past or present right now.
Right.
Right. So, and the discerning, the distinguishing of the seeing of spirits gives revelation, the insight of the spirit world, realm. So it could be the truth, the origin, and the purpose of what's being either spoken or the vision, you know, because it comes in many ways too, you know, a smell.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk about
yeah, amen. So it's so, but to be able to discern between spirits, is it from divine spirit, Holy Spirit? Is it from demonic spirits? Is it from man's own motive, man's spirit? You know,
mm-hmm.
So we need to know these things. So step 12 is so important, because we're going out to do service for God, which is charity and love. And love covers a multitude of things. So we want to always step out in love when we're helping other people, because we can easily get into doing it for ourselves to feel better or judging the other person. And we don't want to we want to be more empathetic and be in there and empathize with people, you know?
Yeah, because... And I think what you're looking for, was the difference between judgment and discernment is judgment makes the person evil, and discernment discerns the person has a spirit.
Amen.
And hates that spirit is eating the person for lunch.
That's right.
And one example too is when I first was in deliverance, I would have some people, they, man, I heard you're in deliverance. Man, I cast demons out once. I want to go with you. I love casting demons out. And I'm like, I never called one of them, because that would be like, I like this example God gave to me. Walking out of this office right here, we go out there and there's an old woman in the street getting beat up by three guys. And I say to the guy here, hey, I love fighting. You want to go fight these guys? It's like, no, this poor woman. We got to rescue this woman. And that's what deliverance is. It's a love for the person you're setting free. If you're just into arguing with demons, then you're not going to really get very far people healed and set
free. And they're very, they know people a lot better than we know them. So you better be very...
They know us too. I can't tell you. There's a few times I was in someone with a group was trying to do deliverance and they knew me and I was just sitting there and like they waved me over because they couldn't get anywhere. And I just went over and whispered where they couldn't hear me. And I whispered, you know me and I know you and I ain't arguing with you. Come out right now.
Amen. That's right. They do. They know us. They study us. They know, you know. Yep. So God will make available and supply us with the gifts and fruit of his spirit and talents. We have natural abilities, talents, but we have to remember we can also misuse, abuse, and, you know, all these wonderful gifts and talents and fruit that's available to us. We want to grow fruit, and we're going to talk about that after the gifts, because the fruit is the character of God. We want to be in the right character when we're operating, and we don't need fruits to be in a gift, but because the gift is giving, fruit is a growing. So we want to grow fruit.
And unfortunately, not unfortunately, but the gift is given usually like full force right off the bat, bam, and the guy might be a mess or the girl, and then everybody's judging. And then people don't want prayer. Oh, that person's a mess. But the gift just draws people. And you have to ask yourself, if you knew someone that had a terrible sin in their life, think of the thing you hate the worst. And then you ended up with cancer and you couldn't get healed. And you found out they had that gift. That's the gift they had, that you 100% healing of cancer. Would you go there? Because you're making the person, the gifts aren't the person. The gifts are God. Like the example I give, if Luann said she's going to Andalusia, Alabama, and I say, oh, my brother lives there. I owe him $1,000. Can you take this? Oh, no, I'm not worthy. No, this ain't about you, Luann. I'm trying to give him the money. Oh, you don't know what I did last night. I can't. I'm not worthy. I'm like, no, stop it. The gift is not you. It's God. Don't make it about you. If you see someone in a wheelchair, you'll hear every sin you've committed and, oh, I was supposed to fast the other day. You'll hear every reason in the world not to pray. I mean, the enemy will just tell you everything because it's not you. You just pray. God's trying to heal them, but he heals through people. That's the way he set it up. So we just got to get off ourselves and know God's trying to move. Let him move through you. Just step out and pray.
Amen. And with that, James, I just want to say that Jesus... We have so Jesus said it. And he did. So there's some things that he's been really putting in my heart to pay attention to. And it is certain words like, you know, he asked people, he said, do you believe I can make you see? Seeing, hearing, you know, the blind, the deaf and the mute is a very important thing. God healed in the Bible for a purpose, because the seeing is seeing him. The knowing, it's getting a knowing of Jesus, and the hearing is the understanding. It's so we gather all we know about Jesus. You can know a lot about Jesus. You can know a lot about the Word, but still, if you don't understand it, comprehend it, right? Because you're not spending time with him. You're just studying to memorize, or you know what I mean,
like or to teach
exactly. And that's the hearing. Are we hearing the Word, you know? And then there's the speaking, the mute, the speech impediments, you know? And in the spirit, if you look at it in the spirit, that's all that very, it's very, it can hinder us is the word. If we don't allow God to open our eyes, open our ears. And we need to open our mouth and speak the messages that God has given us. The word is his message out of our mouth. That's doing his word. You know, we want to be doers of his word. Amen. So, and the answer is yes, Lord. And who was I doing that with? Someone. And
it was,
Go ahead.
Just real quick, just because it keeps popping in my head mm-hmm. and I forget things. And I'm like, okay, maybe Lord, somebody go ahead and say, just when I was talking about judging whether prophecy is from the Lord or not, any of us can miss it, and people can flow from in prophecy and then in another spirit mm-hmm. and then back, and they may not know they're doing it. And many times your flesh will get involved. That's why you don't want to be looking how the person's reacting if you do that. Because you may start giving a word, and if the reaction looks bad, you'll stop. Oh, I'm missing it. Or if it looks good, you may all of a sudden catch yourself adding on to it, things that you don't want to ever add on. Just give the word.
Amen. Amen. So I just want to say we're all born in spirit, spiritual. We're now looking with the five senses of spirit, okay? We're all born blind, deaf, dumb, because we're all born, the Holy Spirit was taken from us in the garden. So we all are born, and that's why when God came, he healed the sick, the blind. This is everything that we, in spiritual sense, if we look at ourselves in spirit, that's where we were at before we received him as our Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. We were those people, okay? So then we come out onto the other side of that in this new creation. We're whole. If we could just use your spiritual, the imagination. Before God spoke a word, he thought it. So think in that term, right? And that's where the renewing of the mind starts to come in. We start to see in the spirit, hear in the spirit, smell in the spirit, taste in the spirit. All of that is possible when you're walking in the spirit.
You can just see yourself as sons and daughters.
Yes, yes. And that, what you were saying, James, about getting out of your own head is so important, because if you know who you are, and that's why growing his fruit in us is so important, because when we do see somebody look a little sideways, we don't get infected
right.
while we're doing it. And that's why growing fruit, after this whole thing, we're going to talk about fruit of the spirit, which is key. To be able to walk in the freedom and the liberty to be able to do and be in the image of God wherever you go and not worry, have fear of man.
Yeah, and many people, they learn about forgiveness and how you're not forgiven unless you forgive, and then they just start praying for God to change the other people.
Yeah.
Seriously. So they won't have the problem. I'm like, no.
Doesn't
when
work.
You're healed,
amen.
Their problem won't bother you.
And some symptoms of being born, or even going back into that thinking, is pride, rebellion, sin, religion, fear, you know? And so we need to be reading our word, studying the word. When we study the word, it's like sitting on the couch with daddy or wherever you are and just talking, you know? It's like turning the TV off and being with the Lord, with a parent, with your parent. You know, apply it to our life. Obedience is important. We say obedience and people get like, ooh, I did. I didn't like that word. Nobody was going to tell me what to do, you know, but it's really like serving. The more I grew and the more I knew he loved me, the more my love grew and my understanding of love. And now it's a pleasure. It pleases me. And I know it pleases daddy to serve, you know.
Amen.
Amen. And I look for opportunities to serve today. But we also have to be hearing his call to do it. We don't want to get ourselves in places we don't belong. Amen, right? Because time is valuable. And this is our time. This is our time. This is our place. This is our moment to lift your name.
Praise God.
Amen. So this is our time, and God, this is the value. Time is what's valuable in the spiritual realm. And we don't want to waste time or get our time stolen by doing things that we shouldn't be doing or that we probably could put down and not do, you know. So, and we also want to be honest with not only being honest with ourselves is the biggest thing, because we think if I don't think about it or if I don't say it, then it's not. No, it is. So to confess, is it really a key? When something goes sideways in my mind or in my mouth or in my eyes, you know, sometimes I watch something like a comedian, and then all of a sudden it goes in another direction. I'm like, oh, and I don't, you know, it's funny in the beginning, and then I'm like, oh, now it's going in a place I don't want to, you know, and I said, forgive me, Father, and I shut it down. But it's that simple. it's not like I sat, you know, it's not like I have to beat myself up or, you know, it's just an awareness that happens. There's no guilt connected to it. Thank God today. Amen. Mm-hmm. Right. And then there's we want to hate darkness and things that are, you know, tempting. And we want to stay away from those things. There are changes that might need to be made in our lives. And the reason why I'm leading up to this whole thing is so that when we hear his, we can hear his call and not the world call or the enemy. Because the enemy, when we're consumed, being eaten up, I'll say it like that, swallowed up by the world and the world things, more than we're consuming the word, we're consuming the world more than the word. The world is going to be a lot louder than God. God doesn't have to change his tone. All you have to do is turn the volume down in the world and you'll hear him. And, it might have sounded a still small voice. And sometimes he sounds a lot louder because you're still and you're resting in him. So you can hear him clearly.
No matter which side of politics you're on. The enemy uses that as the biggest time bandit to good godly
people.
Well,
he did it when Jesus walked here on the earth. Yeah.
It just can consume you so easy. Yeah. If you watch some social media, you start clicking them, you're like, oh my God, an hour and a half. Like,
yeah. That's right. And we have to forgive. Forgiving is forgiving. So I know he forgave me. He gave me forgiveness so that I can give forgiveness. It's forgiving. So that's why it's so important to God. Because our whole purpose, his whole plan and purpose for our lives is to give to one another and multiply him in one another, you know? And we need to seek the truth because it's the truth that makes us free. And the truth of the word of God, not a person, place, and thing, truth. Okay, so now, spiritual discernment is letting God guide you. And this we can have in our daily walk. This is spiritual discernment. This is not, I'm going to talk a little bit about the difference. Spiritual discernment is the more you know the word and you apply the word in your life, the more discerning you can build up your discernment and know that's not from God. That's from God. You can hear it in a commercial. You can, you know, you high tune, you get heightened in the spirit. The more time you spend with him. But that's not the gift of discerning of the spirits. That's a whole different thing. And we want to make sure, because a lot of people, I hear it all the time. Oh, I'm discerning. I'm discerning.
Everybody thinks they are today. Yes. And it's the most lacking gift in the body. And it's a big problem, to be honest.
Uh-huh. Yes. And it's because it's very easy to judge, to mistaken it for being judgmental or critical.
And so many people with a suspicious spirit, and that is a spirit, think they have discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're suspicious or, you know.
Critical.
Yeah. That's not the gift of discerning the spirits. And discerning the spirits, I just want to say, is doesn't only discern evil spirits, even though it does. And let's just say that, go ahead with the way it you can discern can be, you may feel them. You could be around somebody and all of a sudden you feel this depression. That person may be suicidal or fear. They may be in fear. You may feel it. Some people smell them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have thoughts. There was a guy that got in a car with a guy, a pastor. He had like 10 minutes between preaching and he just was supposed to rest and got in the car, and he knew the guy well. The guy was a solid person in his church, and he had just an overwhelming feeling of wanting to kill himself. And then he said, "How you doing?" The guy's like, "Why are you asking?" And then he said, looked at him, and he saw a vision in his mind, not an open vision, of him hanging himself from his chimney.
Mm.
He said, "I just had a vision, you hanging yourself from a chimney." And the guy starts just bawling profusely. And he said, "I tried to hang myself last night, and the Lord spoke to me and said, hang on one more day. I'm going to set you free."
Amen.
And he's like, you know, he's got like 5 minutes. He's like, and then He said, man, the Lord just said, he goes, I've never done this before or since. And he does deliver. He said, the Lord just said, slap you as hard as I can in the chest. Tell it to come out. He says, slap me as hard as you want. Mm-hmm. And he slapped him. And then he stopped because he was like bawling like loudly, though. And he's still crying, but he just all of a sudden he wasn't real loud. And he's like, it's gone. And Amen. Then he was at his office the next morning. He said, you saved my life. He said, no, Jesus saved your life.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So and that's just another example.
Yeah.
And you may look at people. A lot of times the way this gift works, me is I'll look at someone and I think of this other person, and then you start realizing, wait a minute, they don't look like anything like that person. Then you realize it's the Lord, because every time you look at him, you think of him. And then you have to kind of just ask the Lord, like, because it can be, they may have the same gifting. They may be a prophetic. They may be a teacher. Or it could be on the other side. The other person may have been like suicidal and they got a suicide thing going on, or the same. And that's where you have to ask the Lord and speak up. Because God's, a lot of times with me, it's the demonic side, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he wants to set them free. That's why he's showing you.
Amen.
It's to pray for them.
Amen. And the gifts are for other people. So it's giving. Like James said last week, it's when a gift is for giving, we get the gift to give to another for giving. Very key word, split up for giving. That's the whole purpose for us. He created us to give. He needed many of him to give to many of us.
and if you're discerning, God wants to set him free, unless he's just warning you to be careful of a person. He can do that too, like you discern something.
Amen.
Because like prophecy, they start prophesying. I'll tell you what, that demonic thing is very flattering. It'll puff you up. You'll think it's godly and all in pride. You know what I mean? It's very tricky. That's why the woman's falling. These are from the Most High God, puffing them up.
Yeah.
And
we'll talk about that scripture, because he discerned that, because they were used to that, fortune tellers and things like that. And he had to break that yoke off of their ministry. Like, he didn't want anything to do with that. But we'll talk more. It's a scripture that James keeps bringing.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So discernment is letting God guide you with his eyes, his ears, his mind, his will, his word, his desires, and his purpose, right? By knowing his word, daily walk in the spirit, we can develop more discernment. Discernment is the ability to judge well. Perception in the absence of judgment with a view. So it's like faith in God. It's like, I know God's will for this. I know what God says about this. So you can discern from, that's not what God says about this. So if somebody says you're sick,
yeah,
God says you're healed. That's discernment. Yeah. I know for a fact that I'm healed.
I believe the word.
Amen. I believe the word.
Over my circumstance.
Over my circumstance. Thank you. So, and it's spiritual guidance and understanding. So we need to, it's obtaining spiritual guidance and understanding. That means to apply it, to hold it, to pick it up, to come by it, to earn it by the more we spend time. Listen, he's already done everything. It's already provided for us. It's already in there. But the more I walk in it, the easier the walk is. Okay. So love, we talked about my life. It's a lifestyle. Walking in the spirit should be a lifestyle. And if you're walking in the spirit of love, God is love. And in 1 Corinthians, it's no coincidence, I don't think, that 1 Corinthians 12 talks about love and all about love. And then all of a sudden in 1 Corinthians 13, it's talking about gifts. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's trying to tell us that the love comes first. You need to have that love in you, the love of the Father pouring out when we're operating. It's most effective when it's done in love and not by our own self motives, right? So love covers a multitude of sins. When you are discerning spirits and doing deliverance, love is key and important, because the enemy knows your weaknesses too. All right. And you know your weaknesses, and he can get in your head and manipulate. So you walk in love. God loves you. Know that God wants this person healed or delivered or prophesied over, and you don't falter. That's discernment. I know that I know God wants this said. Discernment. This is how simple we can be on this. Mm-hmm. Right? So in Mark 16, 16, 18, love covers your sins when you do deliverance, and it takes his love inside you to discern and cast out demons, right? In others, and cover them in love. All right? So we want to submit to God. So let me just read.
It says many have done, you know, James, many great works.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually did do the works.
Amen.
Cast out demons, and they got before the Lord, and he said, I never knew you, because they weren't doing it in love.
In the right heart. Hold on, let me just get Mark.
And one thing the demon realm, demonic realm, does not know is love. They don't understand it, because there's no love in that realm.
They shrivel. They have no idea. Yeah. Okay, so Mark 16, 16, 18 says, I'll start at 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. We need to believe in the word, okay? In his word, in every word that's written in the Bible. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And this is important because even though discerning of spirits is not the key, you know, knowledge and wisdom, the word of knowledge and wisdom is higher on the level of discerning. Like you said, not many people really do operate in the gift of discerning of the spirit. It's a very...
I believe I know why.
It could be a very dangerous place.
Well, then
and you
people
could get devoured.
Judgment and make people.
Amen.
Evil. Oh, he's a child molester. He's a, you know, I'm not going to start naming things, but no, if you got to be able to walk in love and say, oh my God, that poor guy.
That's right. Amen. That Amen. So you must learn to enter into others' suffering, like what James just said. We have to empathize. Empathize is different than sympathy. Sympathy feels it and, starts to feel like it's a self thing. Empathy removes self from it and can really see that other person going through it,
mm-hmm.
you know? So we want to be able to do that and get into other people's place where they're at. Like God loves you where you're at. We say that to people. Well, we got to love people where they're at. If God's in us.
Huh? Word you're looking for, pity.
But, yeah, and pity, right, because we can
Yeah, because like self-pity wants...
Yeah.
If you're praying for people getting healed and stuff, you can't like get into self-pity, you won't get them healed. You gotta... And sometimes they may think you're not compassionate. Here you are fasting, giving your life to this, and you have nothing but wanting the person to get healed, but you gotta stand strong and declare the word instead of getting all underneath their stuff and letting them talk to you for 4 hours and
amen.
About the problems.
Oh yeah. But even sometimes, pity can come in very subtle, even during prayer. You know, I check myself.
Comes in all the time.
Yeah. I check myself even with that because I can get like overly, I'm like, are we okay, God? You know, so we must learn to enter in where people are suffering. Weep with those who weep. And that's in Matthew 25. You can read that. And not sympathy, but instead empathy, compassion. Empathy, compassion is love. And in Matthew 15:32, Jesus entered into the hunger of the multitudes. You remember when he fed? He said, "They've been listening. They're hungry." He empathized with them that this was going. There was many hours they were following him and listening. So he provided a need.
Compassion, good word.
Correct. Empathy, yeah, compassion. So unlike the Pharisees and Sadducees and royal leaders, the government, like James was just saying, he could never be accused of being so heavenly or powerful or dictatorial minded that he was of no earthly use. He was of great earthly use to God. He stayed on his purpose here, God's purpose for him here on earth as a man. His feet were planted firmly on the ground. Praise the Lord. As evidenced by his concern about the sick and suffering, the blind, the deaf, the dumb, he was showing them that, and as soon as they saw, as soon as they heard, they immediately, full of joy, and wanting to go and spread the word of God. When we're in that place where we get revelation, or we can hear something for the first time, or we see something, God shows us something, we want to run around and just like, I got to share this with everybody. Sometimes he's like, whoa, I'm not done, there's more. So, you know.
Yeah, when you get that revelation, it's hard, but I try to get people, just let that rest in you. You can tell that in 2 weeks or a month, because it's building in you, and you got an excitement that once you tell it, the excitement leaves, you'll notice. You keep that revelation in. You're wanting to tell everybody, and you just keep holding it, and it just keeps an excitement in your spirit. And then all of a sudden, you tell one person, and it's gone.
Yeah.
That excitement's gone.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Amen. So the thought of those suffering, you know, will be damned in their sin, is become such a focal point that you desire to do whatever it is to be used by God to love on people. And when I say love on people, it's pour God's love, his word, his message, his word of wisdom, word of knowledge, prophecy, discerning of the spirits, casting off something that's binding their eyes, binding their ears, binding their heart, binding their mind. You know, we get to see these things if we, you know, are available, actually. God can't use us if we're not available to him. We want to put ourselves out in these places for the Lord to be of use, you know? So distinguishing, seeing, discerning of spirits is a God-given ability to recognize and distinguish or perceive the presence and source, purpose, plan of spiritual influences, and whether they are from the Holy Spirit, divine, or demonic, or human motives, which is secular, right, worldly. That's what discerning of the spirits does. It distinguishes. It clarifies between them. For us, so we can see where God wants to use us. Okay, 1 Corinthians 12:10, and I'll read that. Well, it says to another the working of miracles. To another, here I have it written. Wait, hold on. Here we go. Okay, I'll read from 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So the gifts are given for the profit of all. When I'm walking in discernment, it's my life. Having a discerning spirit is me. I can be discerning of negative things too. When I was out there, I knew I would feel the atmosphere like, oh, something's coming down here. You know what I mean? But discernment is for me. The more I'm in the Word, the more I can discern things against the Word in my life, right? But the gift of discernment is for others. It's not to beat others down. It's to lift others up
set
them free. Thank you, James, and set them free. So, but the manifestation of the Spirit is the given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongue, and to another the interpretation of tongue. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. So this is important, because when you do 12-step work, all right, it's going to sometimes you go to dark places to help another person, you know. Mm-hmm. But you got to know when you're going into these places. You know, God's not going to send you in there not fully equipped, but you got to remember to put the equipment on. You don't want to, you know, run around, I'm going to save the world.
Make sure you're sent.
Too. Yeah, and make sure you're sent. Exactly. Is this the way you would have me, God?
I've seen a lot of people, they get delivered from alcohol, and then you know, 6 weeks I got to go back again. I'm like, God's not sending you to the bar right now.
That's right. That amen. Later, amen.
No. And I watched them.
Or like gambling.
And,
yeah.
I didn't drink, you know. Yeah. And then a month later, you never see them again.
Amen. Amen. And that's where discernment comes in too. Like your discernment.
Also submitting to elders that have been around in this
amen.
And you just got saved.
Yes. Very important.
So, yeah. They got wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. So, so spiritual insight, distinguishing between the Holy Spirit and evil, ungodly spirits and human, secular, worldly spirit, your human spirit, okay? Recognizing whether a spiritual manifestation, teaching, or atmosphere is truly from God. That's what the gift is for, okay? Acts of 16:16-18, Paul discerned the spirit of divination, and that's the scripture we were talking about in the slave girl, who was the fortune teller.
Yeah.
She was a fortune teller. And in those days, it was very common. Fortune tellers, they had a gift of telling future. And it's so the devil knows how to manipulate and, you know, inspire people. If you listen to the devil, right? He can tell you what to say and about someone's future or then, you know, things. But you have to know discerning where it's coming from. So when Paul cast out that demon, he did it for the purpose to, he didn't want that to latch on, even though she was talking truth. They were sent from God, right? But she was using it. It wasn't her. The devil was using her because people knew who she was to prophesy, well, to fortune tell, and they didn't want that attached to the ministry of Jesus Christ. We don't do fortune telling, right? Amen. So they cast out divination.
Divination usually God can prophesy stuff. He may be praying about a car, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He can have someone do that, but usually if you get around someone that's operating a lot in that, they're constantly prophesying money and glamour and this and that. And
so if you know where it's coming from, right?
And, you know, if it's puffing you up, that's a good telltale.
Yeah. Amen. So identifying demonic activity or oppression, the gift of discerning of spirit helps uncover hidden spiritual attacks, strongholds, right? Oppression, deception. And Jesus told Satan, step behind Peter. When Peter, he was trying to get in the way of the church growing and the fulfillment of prophecy and everything.
So. That's a good example. Because Jesus said, Peter said, you are the Messiah, you are the Christ. And he said, flesh and blood has not shown you that. And upon my church will this rock be built, which is the rock of revelation, not
amen.
So much Peter, I think. That's my belief.
Yes,
anyway.
That's mine too.
But he had like the greatest revelation of anyone at that moment.
Yes,
and then,
he did.
But like four lines later, he says, get behind me, Satan. And that's how easy it is for the Spirit of God to speak through you 1 minute and the enemy to speak through you the
next.
That's
right.
I mean, none of us are, you know, immune to that.
And we have to remember that it's the gift is not superstition or paranoia. It's spiritual clarity. You want to say anything about that, James?
Sorry, I just like that scripture. I kind of missed it.
Oh, I know. He likes all this stuff. So
I got to give that for today.
So seeing human motives versus God's leading motives, God's motive to use us, right? Sometimes it discerns the flesh. James was talking about it. That's human motives versus the spirit. What seems right may not be from God, even though that woman was, it would appear to be she was prophesying that these are men from God, but she was really getting in the way of the ministry. And then there was Peter discerning Ananias and his wife, right? The deception of hiding the money. He was given a vision, right? Wasn't he, Peter? When Ananias hid the money from.
Yeah, I don't know that he was through.
Was
vision.
It a vision?
I don't think it said how it was. It just
okay that he got.
He said, "Why
revelation
were you against the Holy Ghost?"
Amen. Amen.
And he didn't do nothing bad. I mean, imagine if you sold your house right now and you said, "This is all the money from my house," but you kept a little bit back.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
But because he told them that he gave them everything.
That's
that
what
was
I'm saying.
The lie.
It was
yeah.
a lie. And the Holy Ghost was not going to have that at that time because the Spirit of God was
so
just
important.
Spreading.
Yes, amen.
In full power, too.
You know, yes.
More power, more anointing, less you get away with stuff.
Yeah. So protecting the church is why, you know, God also uses discerning of the spirit, the gift of discerning of the spirit. It serves as a safeguard against false teachings, manipulation, and counterfeit spiritual gifts.
If you see the Lord like he appears to you, that's through the gift of discerning the spirits that happens.
Yeah. So it's important that we operate and where, you know, James, you said about being under, you know, like that gifting also. You know, when your church is operating in the giftings, it's very easy for the enemy to come in and, you know, try to steal, kill, and destroy what the church is doing. So having the gift of discerning of spirits is really important, especially when your church is operating.
Yeah, and it's like if you go into a prophetic church and a lot of them weren't grounded in the Word, and things just got crazy. And then, and I like the way Larry Randolph told it. He said, in the past we had a train with no tracks. No, he first said we have tracks with no train. We have the Word and go through church history, the elevation, you know, they know everything about these tracks, but they have no train. Then the church across the street has a train, but they have no track. And they're running through churches and mowing them over, destroying congregations.
Recklessly.
Woohoo! You know, and he said, God is fixing to put the train on the tracks, the Word and the Spirit together.
Amen, amen. So we have to remember that discerning of the spirits is not to judge, being judgmental or trying to guess people's thoughts and motives and use it to benefit ourselves. Like, oh, that person, because that's how we can be manipulated to not really understand discerning of the spirits and not utilize the gift properly.
And it's rare, but sometimes you can see, I'll just be honest with me, it used to happen, it hadn't happened in a long time, where I would see their whole head turn into a different head, and it looked like it really did it. It really scared me the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have that happen, when you see that, it's got to listen. It comes out instantly when you tell it to come out. And I've seen, you name it. I mean, even like I was praying for a guy, I cast a lot of demons out of a guy. And he's a good Christian, prophetic guy, too. And face pops up. I'm trying to figure out what it is. I'm like, Lord, I know that. And I realized it was a homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. And I said, Lord, I can't say that. And the Lord said, just call it feminine. So I did. And we kept going because it went. And then afterwards, I asked his friend, I was like, that feminine thing, because he was there. He said, yeah, we both lived homosexual lifestyles for years. And then the next day, he's telling me how I'm free of all my lust. This is the most awesome thing. And I know he got free of that.
Amen.
And I wish I could talk to him, because I don't know where he went after that.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So, and we have to also remember that, the gift of the word of wisdom is different than wisdom of God, you know, knowledge. The word of knowledge is different than knowledge. You know, are learning things and just accumulating information, and just like that, so is discerning of the spirits different than discernment.
Right.
So we want to remember that, okay? So just the gift of seeing, discerning of spirits, is not a natural ability. It's a spiritual gift from the Holy Spirit of God. And only when he sees that he needs you to use it will he impart it on you. It's not something you get to keep and run around and now you got this whole thing, you got the gift. It doesn't work like that. It's for the moment, and it might be many moments in your life. It could be a season. It could be that's not how God uses you, and it's not a good thing or a bad thing. It's not because he's choosing.
And if you're called to that, it's usually you have like a prominent gift that...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
we
shared that from the beginning. Like, yeah. You'll find yourself
you
being used.
The nine,
amen.
But
amen.
You have one you're more prominent in most of the time.
And he'll, yes. And you'll probably flow or be finding yourself being asked to use that gift the most in your life. All right. To see unto the spiritual realm. The Holy Spirit gives us the spirit of discernment, the gift of the spirit of discernment to see into the spiritual realms. Not only the evil spirits and legions and cherubim and seraphim and archangels, and host of angels and seeing the human spirit. That's for all of that. It's good, evil tendencies of all spirits, you know, the spirits of even, you know, we can have good tendencies too if our motives are right. So now the character of God, we want to, that when we're operating, when we grow the fruit of God and the character of God, the gift of the discerning of the spirit is even more, I believe, because we're in the right motive, sensitive to spiritual atmosphere and shifts that happen because we're actually in God's character. We're not going to, we'll go over a little bit more of this, the character of the spirit, the discerning of the spirit, and then we'll continue next week. Oh, I won't be here next week. But so often able, it's able to sometimes feel spiritual things. Sometimes, like for me, it is. It's an impression or a smell. I smell spirits. I don't know. You know, I was always, I guess, sensitive to in the smelling department, and now God uses it with different eyes and a different sensory of it. So, and you may have sharp inner clarity. Inner clarity about the source of message, and experience, and the whole important thing is to continue to grow spiritually mature and stay humble.
When we're teachable.
And teachable, like James was even saying about your elders. Go to a place and read, learn about the gifts. And, you know, make yourself approved, right, into the Lord with your heart and your understanding of how and where he wants you. Because if you spend time with him, you're going to hear him. You're going to hear him tell you where he wants you to be every morning. It's like the first thing I do, because sometimes he'll give me a scripture that I don't even know, and it's 2 days later. I'm like, I read that.
Yeah. And pray for people that are moving the gifts that are not
so true.
Quite right. Everybody wants to judge them.
Yeah, no,
just because they have a gift, you know.
Amen.
But they got the gift. It's not their fault.
Amen.
So just pray for them to mature.
To mature so that they can, really do God's will for the world. So we're going to pray. You want to pray or you want? Yeah. So.
How much time we got there? Okay. Father, I ask you to bless everyone, Lord. Help us to be more in discernment, Lord, more to have a heart to help. And when we discern things in people, that we help them get free, not just judge. Father, I ask that you stir up the gifts in people listening. I ask you to impart gifts into
Lord.
Them. Father, help us to move forward and take the kingdom by force. You said the violent take it by force. The kingdom of God suffers violence. Violent take it by force. So we're here to take it by force. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Shalom, shalom. I got you. And we'll continue because there's still more. I know James has more to share. So next time we'll continue.
Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Tune in again next Friday at 5 p.m. to hear and experience another level of God's transforming power, where the truth makes you free. For more information about Kingdom Recovery, I can be reached at 631-745-7980. All the glory to the God of love. All the glory to the God of love.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Experience Resurrection Life.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Every time you lay your head down, you may not have got everything right that day, but when you lay your head down, you got to know these things. All he needs is faith. That's the currency.
No more church as usual. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Visit us in person at 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce or online at trbanks.com.
Jesus loves me, this I know. StartSmart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based